Okay. Parsha Toldos, Tavshinayin Zayin. The pasuk says like this: In Perchovov Pasukud Beis VaYizra Yitzchok Bar Etzayi VaYimtza Bashanoyim Mei Ashorim. He planted that year on that land on that year, and he found 100 measures, 100 gates. VaYivorcheu Hashem and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a brocha. So Rashi says, and Rashi explains, Shemdua Kamaruya Lasot, meaning they estimated, they had an estimation of how much and how much production the land would make. Ve'osa lachas mea mea shamdua. So, and it made 100 times the estimate. So Rabbi Sein Omru, Ohim etzeh lemay sosoyo. So Rabbi Sein explained that the reason why they measured it is, they estimated, it was to estimate for Meisers, for how much Meisers to give. This is indeed becomes a halacha, and the Rambam in Shoift in Iluches Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Beis Halacha Aleph says, Al Shisha Dvor Min Sobe Damarishon. The Marishon had 6 mitzvahs, and Noach gets the 7th mitzvah ever min Achai, and then Vichene Yadover Bechol Oilam Ad Avrom, and this went until Avrom. And he gets an 8th mitzvah, which is Mila, which is the mitzvah Lashminis, right? He gets the 9th mitzvah, which is Shachris. And Yitzchak was Mafrish Meinser from our Pasuk, right? That he estimated, he created an estimate of the production in order to give Meinser. So here, Yitzchak Yifrish Meinser. And that's the mitzvah Hasir, the 10th mitzvah of the world, interestingly enough. And you made that tefillah, which is mincha. Right away, you have to ask, one second, mincha comes before. So mincha should have been the 10th mitzvah. And ma'aser the 11th. You're right, it's not going to be so nice because ma'aser to be the 10th mitzvah is something which is cool, but doesn't make any sense. So that's the first question. The second question is therefore the derived quotes. Omar Avrom ken ra'ui lomar, meaning he should have said something else. Ve'huit palil shachris, Avrom avinu daven shachris. Ve'hifrish ma'aser, and he gave ma'aser, because the pasuk says by Avrom, va'iten lo ma'aser mikol, meaning he gave ma'aser to Avimelech, to what you call, to Malkitzedek. So, one second, why are you telling me that Yitzchok, Avrom Avinu did first, and not only that, by Yitzchok is only a remez. Vaimdua miashorim. By Avrom Avinu it says beferush. VeYitzchak oisiv tefillah acheres. So the question is, what's the pshat in the Rambam? First of all, why is Yitzchok meiser? Yitzchak at best is a remez. By Avrom Avinu is beferush. By Yitzchok lo maser mikol. That's number one. And number two, even according to the Rambam, the order is out of the opposite, right? Because it says Hifrish Meinser, and then Tfilas Mincha. Tfilas Mincha is in Parshas Chayisora. Meinser, the illusion, is only in Parshas Toldos. So the order of the Rambam itself is not right. And now a third question is the following. There are really 2 more questions. What happened here, right? It says in the idea that he estimated the Meinser. First of all, you're not allowed to estimate Meiser. Meiser has to be accurate. Like Al Tabe Leaser Modus, meaning with the Mishnah in the Red Nova says that you're not supposed to give Meiser by estimate. You're supposed to give the right shiur, because if you give too much Meiser, it's a problem. If you give too little, it's a problem. So what's the estimation? And the number 4, one second. When are you chayv a Meiser? When are you supposed to give Meiser? You're supposed to give Meiser after the tvua, after the grain, after the tvua, after the produce has been harvested, and it has been treated, and it has been brought to the house, it's chayv b'meiser. When you ever see that you estimate the meiser before you plant? Here it says in the pasuk, vayimtza ve'arsa, they estimated how much produce it to produce, and then it came out to be 100 times more. What does that mean that they estimated before? So the Chasam Sofer, in his tshuvas, in Yoredea, Tshuva Reish Lamed Beis explains and he says the following. The difference between the Meiser of Avrom and the Meiser of Yitzchok, because the Meiser of Avrom is Ad Chiyuv, was a Meiser Ksofim. He gave Meiser on the spoils of the war. which is Maaser Ksofim. Maaser Ksofim is not a Chiyuv. Yitzchok is the first that gave the Maaser, which becomes a Chiyuv, which is the Maaser of produce, or something that grows from the land. That Maaser Dogen, the Maaser of Tvua, the Maaser of grains, it's indeed a Chiyuv. And therefore, Dafka by Yitzchok, there was a Chiyuv, because it's qualitatively different. Just opposite, if you look, Avram gave Maaser, Yitzchok gave Maaser, and Yaakov Avinu also. But that mindset that Avram Yaakov gave is mindset ksofim, is the mindset of his possessions, or mindset of the spoils. That's not a chiyuv. What the mindset did Yitzchok, that's the 10th mitzvah, is because that's the mindset of dog, and the mindset of tevua, the mindset of something that grows. So says the Chassam Sofer, so what does it mean that he estimated? So you're not allowed to estimate. And why does he do that before planting? It says, because that's the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says the following. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, says the following. If you lend money to the Kohen, the Levi, and you give them as a prepay of the Maaser. So you lend the money, and it will be paid off, will be offset against future Maaser. Umesu, and let's say that they died. Mafri shalem bechetzkozer shevet. You could actually go ahead and give to them, even though they can't receive anymore, but you could use to offset the loan by giving to the tribe, to the shevet levi, because they have an interest in that. They want to make sure to have cash flow. So the shevet is masking. The shevet agrees that if the borrower died, they will pay back the chov. So if it happens that you could prepay your maaseres to allow their niyim to have cash flow. And even if they die, you could offset against the shevet to pay for that loan. And the Gemara says the same thing. So only be based on, you could do that on maaser only also, on stock, on the chiv maaser. Mafrish olo becheskas an Yisrael, you could pay back of the an Yisrael, and etc. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's the pshat. The idea is Yitzchok estimated because he wanted to prepay the Maaser, to give the Anim free cash flow until the time of the Maaser. And that's why he estimated how much he had to give, and that's why he gave them ahead of time. Now the question is, and that's why you could estimate, because when you finally give, you have to give the real number. But since he was prepaying, it was only possible through an estimate. Now the question is, why the first time Maaser comes into the Torah, comes into a situation that somebody is prepaying it as a loan to be offset against future payments? Why don't you say that he actually gave Maaser when the time came? Why does the Pasuk have to stress that he gave it as an estimate before it was planted? And also, what does it mean that there was a brocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it grow 100 times more? What does 100 times more have to do with, and what does it have to do with the brocha? So the question is, and also what's inherent about Yitzchak, that Dafka he was Mesaken the Chiyuv Maaser. The Chiyuv Maaser is not Avram, it's Dafka Yitzchak. So the question is, why the Chiyuv Maaser is Dafka Yitzchak? First of all, the Seder of the Rambam, the Rambam calls the Maaser was established before Mincha, even though in the Psukim it says exactly the opposite. Number three, why is the case of Maaser that we mentioned is a Maaser that was estimated before it was actually paid? And what does it mean that it was a brocha that it came out to be 100 times the estimate? First of all, why the brocha? And why the Pasuk has to stress the brocha? And he has to say that it was 100 times the estimate. What does he have to do 100 times the estimate? The truth is that if you look at the Meshechochma says that this is very, very consistent with Yitzchok. Because if you look in the few psukim later, the pasuk says, "Vayilo mikne tzoyin umikne boker." Here, possessions of tzoyin and possessions of boker. So the Meshech Chochma asks, why does it say mikne twice? Why does it say tzoyin boker? Why does it say mikne tzoyin umikne boker? And it says it's very simple, because if you look at the Gemara in Bechoyres says that Maaser Behema, which is also a chiyuv, has to be done in such a way that tzoyin has to be only for the tzoyin and boker for the tzoyin. You cannot give one for the other because ein me'asri mina shelumina. You have to give for the same species. So you can't exchange the species. And that's what the pasuk stresses, that vayalo mikne tzoyin or mikne boker, that he had mikne tzoyin and mikne boker, that the mikne was done separately. Here again, the story of Maaser Behema, which is the chiyuv, also comes from Yitzchak. which is also interesting. And also, it's not that he gave the mindset, or he came to give the mindset. When he bought it in such a way to separate the two in order to give mindset. So here by Yitzchak, it's not that he gives mindset when there's a chiyuv. When he actually buys the animal, he's already structuring in such a way to be able to give mindset. And the pasuk stresses that. Why is that so important, and why is that so critical? That's the first set of questions. Then we have to look at the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says the following. Says the Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Oimer, Chayav Odom Levarach Mea Brochas B'chol Yom. A person has to make 100 brochas every day. Shenemar, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. Because the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. So how do you see that from the Pasuk? You have to write, make Mea Brochas. So, and this is quotes, Pirsha Ben Otam, Dehave Milas, Ve'dehave Mole. So he says that if you look at V'yeshmea oisiyos b'posuk, that if you look at the posuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imcho, there are 100 words in the 100 letters in the posuk, so that's 100 brochas. V'yeshmea forshim de Ma oile be'atbash mea, if you look, Ma be'atbash adds to 100. But then he quotes Rashi, Bekunter Shpiresh, that there is a drosha, Al tikri Ma elameo. That instead of saying the word ma, it means the word mea. It's not the pasuk saying what Hashem wants from you, but it's saying Hashem wants from you positively mea. Davka 100, kedei lehash shkeloimer shechayev mea broches. So Rashi learns from a drosha, al tikre mo ela mea. It's a big machloik as if it's a chi of the raisa or the rabbanon. The Stechemet quotes some machronim that hold it, okay, this is a chi of the raisa because it's like a drosha. Now, if it's a chi of the raisa, it's very schwer to say that the Stechemet himself asks, how can it be a chi of the raisa if brochas is all of the rabbanon? How can you see it's a chi of the raisa? But lechoir is a drosha. First of all, it's a funny drosha. The pasuk writes ma, and you say, don't read ma la mea, mechtesi. Why should you read mea into the word ma? The word says ma, what? And you read into it mea. Why do you read mea? And lechoira, how can it be the raisa? If you look at the tour in Sivan Mevov, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, is much from the Mishnah Berurah, both in Sivan Mevov and also in Hilchos Shabbos, that the 100 start counting from the night. Doesn't come from the day, it comes from the night. Shlomo Zalman in Chashlomo wants to say that what happens if you mekabel Shabbos early? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos says beferush that you start from the brochas of the night, the kiddush and etc. Shlomo Zalman has a shaila: what happens if you start kiddush Shabbos early, right? And you make you daven the brochas, the seven brochas, you daven all the brochas, plus you learn kiddush beforehand. Shlomo Zalman says even though kiddush Shabbos you have, but since it still belongs to Friday, it only counts to the 100 brochas of Friday. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing also. What happens if you bench on Shabbos by Shalshudas after the Zman? That doesn't count through the Meras Brochas of Shabbos. It would count to the Meras Brochas of Sunday. So if you start Shabbos early and you end Shabbos late, and you make the Brochas early and you make the Brochas late, you'll be missing like 20 Brochas that you have to make up. And the question is why, first of all, why is not all? If it's Legabi Kedusha Shabbos, you could make Kiddush, you could be Yotze the Seuda and Machloikes, but you could do at least the mitzvahs and the Surim are all there. Why Mea Brocha is not Tolu Kedusha Shabbos? It's Tolu on the day and night. And let's look at the Rambam, the Tur. The Tur says, Aval vade choy ve'kol yochi v'yochi levarech oisam. The Tanya, Hayera Miro Imer, Mea Brocha is chayvodom levarech b'chol yoyim. Quotes the Gemara in Noches. And they got to Drasha Psukim. And Rav Netrunai Rish received the Mata Mechasia. And Rav Netrunai Masa Mechasia quotes the Medrash. David HaMelech Lavashom Tiken Mea Brochis. That the Takona comes, this Takona of Rameir comes from the time of David HaMelech. The Chsiv, who come, the Neuma Gever, who come Al. Al is Begimatria 100 Havu. Ki Bechol Yoim Umeisi Mea Nefoshes Misro. There were 100 people dying every day. They didn't know why. עד מה, עד שחוק הרביעים מברוך הקודש, את יוס חוקר מבין, ותהיה גם סוד מהברוכס. So that's what you miss, again, 100 ברוכס. ועל תקן תקנו חכומן לברוכס הסדר העולם, that's why the ברוכס הוא מסוכן on the regular happenings of the world, והנוגוסוי, on the regular natural events. להשלים מהברוכס, we're going to have 100 ברוכס every day. So the Prisha in Sevkot Dezah says, Pirush kasher ashe b'chol yom meisu mea nefoshes. When they saw that every day 100 people were dying, tikin shivorcho b'chol yom mea broches. U'baze yotzor amaves. And he thought that by saying 100 broches, the deaths will stop. U'bevadai kivin b'mea. So he says, al korchach, this idea of 100, he was mechaven, la'soida yedua la'mekubolim, for known secret of the mekubolim, al derech aik becher. Aik Becher is Aleph Yud Kof Be Chof Reish. So therefore, Lachen Mosar David Soida Mea. So therefore, what he did was he gave and he transmitted the secret of the 100 to the Sanhedrin. Vem Tikna Brochas, meaning he didn't do the Brochas because the Brochas is only the Rabbanan. He told them the concept of the 100, which is the Soid of Aik Becher, and the Sanhedrin was Mesaken it. But he wasn't mesaken the brochet because the brochet is not the rabbanan. So David the Melech only gave them the secret of the 100, and they used the 100 to do the brochet. He gave them the ability to mesaken the brochet. Now if to understand, first of all, what does that mean? David the Melech gave them the secret of the 100, and they were mesaken the brochet. What does that mean? What's the secret of 100? What's the Aik Becher? Interesting, the Prisha quotes here some Kabbalistic idea. What does that mean? And what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed 100 people a day, miskinim. Why? Because the Mea Brochas, couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell David the Melech to do the 100 Brochas? He had to kill 100 people every day until he understood it? It doesn't make any sense. Now, the Yerushalmi in Brochas says that the broches, that it's not tiknu mea broches. The Loshan Yerushalmi is the Dor Mesaken mea mitzvahs. And the Yerushalmi is, let me just show you, the Yerushalmi is in broches, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, and that's quoted in the Seder of Avamram Goyen. Hayarab mir vitanya hayar bi roim yer khayv odem nu barakh mi abrokh be khol yoim u bagmor ad eretz israel gar sin un hoch yer shal mi brokh es tes tes da fi dal de modalet tane be shemer mir in le khod mi so she no is mi mitzvos be khol yoim you need to do 100 mitzvos. Interesting, the Bavli writes as brokhos, the Yerushalmi has it as mitzvos. We have to understand what the difference is. Shnema to sama shmo lokach shvim khol tikre mayla mea. And he also, the Rambam Goyen learns like Rashi, that the drosha is don't read ma ela mea. You have to say what kind of a drosha is that. Mea broches, says the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says beferush. Mo al tikre ma ela mea, that's the Yerushalmi. Mea broches. So he needs mea broches, but it's mea mitzvahs, right? So it's interesting, the Yerushalmi holds mitzvahs. ודוד המלך הוא תקנן, כשהודיעו יהושע ירושלים שבעצם מסורם מהאיש בכל יום עומד ותיקים מהברוכס. הוא מסכן מהברוכס, says רב אמרם, that's according to the Bavli. ונראה הדובר, so the question is, לכאורה את הברוכס עומד הרבון, is not according to דוד המלך, שנשתקחו, that this was forgotten. דוד המלך had this issue, and he was מסכן מהברוכס, but this was forgotten. About Tanoim v'Moroim, that's why the Brochas are on the Rabbanu, because the Tanoim v'Moroim came and they were Mesadeh b'Seder HaBrochas. So again, the question is, what does it mean mitzvahs? The Yerushalmi starts with mitzvahs and ends with Brochas. What does mitzvahs and Brochas have to do with each other? What does that mean, Chozer, that they forgot about it? What kind of a thing did they forgot? Why did they forgot? And why Davka the Tanoim v'Moroim came to be Mesakeh and to bring back that it was forgotten? To answer all of these questions, we'll continue in following what the Shloah Kodesh says. The Shloah Kodesh comes to explain the idea of Aik Becher. If you look at Aik Becher, Aik is Aleph Yud Koh Kuf, which is 1, 10, and 100. Becher is 2, 20, and 200. Explains the Shlo, that Aik Becher is keneged Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Avrohom is keneged Aleph, Yitzchok is keneged Yud, and Yaakov Avin is keneged the 100. And we'll soon see how Yaakov Avin is keneged the 100. Avrohom Avinu is keneged Aleph, so he explains the following. First, let's explain Yitzchok is keneged the Yud. The concept of Meinzer, we know that there is Meinzer and there is Meinzer mina Meinzer. Says the Shlo. If you look at the Meinzer is keneged the Yud. As we spoke, the Yud is the Shorosh Olam. The Yud, in essence, if you look at it, is basically two Yudim. It's the Kutzo Shel Yud, which in itself is a small Yud. And then you have the Yud, which is the regular Yud, those two Yudim. And then you have the spelling of the Yud, which is Vov and Dalet, which is also Begimatria 10. So and I'll explain, that's Keneged Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Midas Adin, Pachad Yitzchok, like the Zohar says. So Yitzchok is Midas Adin. The concept of Midas Adin is that Yitzchok, after the Akedah, he went on to the Shoresh of Midas Adin, which is the Bitul of himself, to go into the Shoresh and the Haschol of Midas Adin. As we spoke, Midas Adin is the beginning of the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzem himself. At the original point of the Tzimtzum was that Nekuda, which is called the Yud. And that Nekuda is the Reishis Chochma. And as we saw in the Shlob before, the Reishis Chochma is two Reishis. It's the Reishis of Chochma and the Reishis that more the knowledge, which gives you the ability of to know what you don't know. The knowledge which creates the lack of knowledge, which is the Yud of Keser. And those two, the Yud of Keser, the concept of the creation of the unknown is all a function of the known. The more you know that you don't know. That is Meinzer and Meinzer mina Meinzer. Because the Meinzer mina Meinzer is the Midas Adin, the realization that the whole world doesn't exist. It's all a function of bringing about that original master plan. That in this world, we don't bring anything. We have no value. We're not adding anything. We're just bringing about the original plan. What's the original plan? Is that Nekuda, which is the Aschol of the Tzimtzum, which is Yud and Kutzo Shel Yud. Those two beginnings are the shortage of all the Bria. And as we explained, that's the Bria in potential. That's the whole Bria in potential. The acknowledgement of such a thing is Meinzer and then Meinzer mina Meinzer. This is the idea of the Yud, which is the concept of Yitzchok Avinu. Yaakov Avinu comes to do the concept of the 100. The concept of the 100 is state in the Shlo that Mokoim is the Gematria 100. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechinas Mokoim, Ma Noira HaMokoim Azeh. And the Mokoim is 100 because it's the Shem Yudke Vovke. If you take Yud square, He square, Vov square, and He square is again Begimatria Mokim. And the Begimatria Mokim is, I'm sorry, it's not Begimatria 100, it's Begimatria Kuf. That is the concept of Kuf, which is the numerical values 100. And that's something called the Shoresh HaBrocha. The brocha is the ribui. As we said always, the brocha is the concept of ribui. If we are makir the shoresh advorim, that shoresh advorim will go into its full fruition, in its full brocha. Its full brocha, it's creating mokim. Mokim means to create the dimension. There is a dimension of the shoresh, and there is a dimension of realization. That's why mokim, which is begimatria kuf, which is, you see, it's the hay, down to the lowest level. The down to the lowest level is taking Yudke Vovke to the next dimension. If you take Yudke Vovke square, Yud square, He square, Vov square, and He square is Begimatria Mokim, which is Begimatria Kuf 186, which is the letter representation of the number 100, which basically is nothing, just the 10 spheres in the Shoresh, to the next level, which is 10 times 10. This is the concept of the world that we come here, the world of realization, the world of physical, the world of reality, when the machshava, the soif ma'ase, is connected to the machshava tchila, then the soif ma'ase in its full realization, it's taking it to the next dimension, is the 10 of the machshava taking to 100. The numerical representation is kuf, which is begimatria mokim, which is the Shem Shomayim square. That is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, if you realize, as we'll soon see, he's the chibur between Avram and Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the Midas Adin, is the recognition that everything is from there. Avram Avinu is the Midas HaChesed. Avram Avinu is the Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed relates not to the concept of the Levim, as I told you, the Levi, which is Mainzer. It relates to the Midas HaChesed, which is the Midas HaKehuna. And Kehuna, what you give to the Kohen? You give to the Kohen Truma. What is Truma? Is Chita Achas Poteres Es Kol HaKri. And Davka Truma, the Gemara says in Beya, the Truma is given by Oimed. You don't need to measure it. Because it relates to the Chesed of Avram. And the Chesed of Avram is the Pshat that it relates to the Machshova, to that Keser, which is above the Tzimtzum, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is not Metzumtzum, which is something for us. The only thing we can relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chesed, because Chesed is Bein Lashirim Belanim. In other words, there are two kinds of infinites. There is the infinite, which is a cognitive infinite. That's the infinite that comes also through a measure. And there's the infinite, which is ineffable, which we can only relate to. That's Chesed. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu say, Tevo, the only thing we know about Kodesh Baruch Hu before Bria Soilam was a Chesed, which was infinite, that's ineffable. We can't even understand what it is, which is the Chesed without any Tzimtzum in Midas Adin, is the true Echad. And that's why Chita Achas Poteres Es Kol HaKri. That's why you realize that the Shoresh Advorim is Truma, which is Chita Achas Poteres Es Kol HaKri. This idea of these two infinites, the infinite of Mainzer Mina Mainzer, which is given to the Kehuna, which is the Shoresh Advorim, and the Truma, which is Ein Lashior, Nitenes Beoimet, Chita Achas Poteres Es Kol HaKri, that's the infinite of infinite. That if you go look into the theories of Cantor, the theories, the set theory, and the set theory is Cantor realizes that there are two types of infinite. There is infinite, that even though it's infinite, but you could measure it, you could deal with that. It's the famous story that he says that you could go to a hotel which has infinite rooms, and this guy goes and he asks for a room and says, well, I'm sorry, you're all booked. And he says, how is it possible? You have infinite number of rooms. He says, yes, we have an infinite number of rooms, but we have an infinite number of guests. The guy says, 1 second, if that's the case, look at between room, what's first room is number one, second room is number two. Okay, between one and two, I can fit another set of infinites. So in other words, infinites are sets that you can deal with it, a cognitive set, because that's the infinite that comes from Chochmah, which is Kutzo Shel Yud. But then you realize, Cantor, that there is an infinite which is ineffable. That infinite, he calls himself in mathematics, is called Aleph. The Aleph is the one that has no expression. It's not only a mute letter, it's a letter that can't. Always you say something before something happens. When somebody said, I will do, the I will do, you put the letter Aleph before. Aleph is Begimatria 111. That is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they can appreciate. The only thing we know is an inexpressible amount of Chesed. That's Keneged Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu is combining the two, the Chesed and the Din. That huge potential and the channeling of potential, that becomes the world that we live here, which is the world of Brocha. Brocha means that if we recognize the Shoresh of Avram and Yitzchak, we are able to bring it into this world. This is the world of Kuf. Kuf, the Gemara says, Babasa Daf Nuches, that the Odom Bifnei Ashchina is Ke Kuf Bifnei Odom. The koif with the kuf, with the mokim, if you don't connect to the shoresh, it's like a monkey. What is a monkey? A monkey is a humanoid without a neshama. The world is a kuf. It's the concept of brocha, of ribui, that comes from that Shoresh. If you don't connect to the Shoresh, is a world without Neshama. So the world of Kuf connects to the world of Meiser, that connects to the world of Truma, and takes from the world of Koif to become the world of Ke'odom Bifnei Shechina. That connecting to the Shechina to take the Koif into there is Aik, the Kuf, taking to the Yud, taking to the Aleph, and connecting to a whole picture that relates to it. So says the Shlo. That's what the Gemara means. Ma Hashem Shalkecha Shvel Bimach. What's Ma? Ma is Begimatria, the Shem Yud Ki Vov Ki Bimilui Aleph. Yud Yud Vov Dalet, Hey Hey Aleph, Vov Vov Aleph Vov, and Hey Aleph is Begimatria Ma, which is Begimatria Odom. Odom is the one who can see the essence of the world. The essence of the world is the connection of the world to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of Ribui connected to the world of Shoresh. How do you achieve that? Al tikri ma, I mean, you can't say ma. How do you express ma? With mea broches. What is mea broches? Mea broches is the hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world of mokim. Steht in Rokanti, it's keneged the mea adonim. The word in the Mishkan was holding in 100 bases. The adonim is the loshon adonim, the adonim is the loshon adnus. Adnus is the mekablim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. You are mekabel that hashpo, you are mekabel, you are recognizing that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the 100 brochas every day. So if you want to know the essence of the world, how do you achieve the Al tikre ma ela mea? Mea ema is hainu hach, is the gilui shem shamayim in the world. The word ma is the essence of the world. The word mea is how you achieve that. You achieve that bringing the Aleph into the Ma. This is the Mea Brochus, which is connecting the physical world, the other dimension of Mokum, to the Shoresh, and bringing the Shoresh. That's why Brochus, Beloshon Hashpo, and the Hashpo is Davkon 100, taking from the 10 into the 100, from the spiritual dimension into the physical dimension, and connecting the two to be Mashpia. And that's why David HaMelech is the one who's Mesakin. David HaMelech is the Tikkun Odom. We know the Odom is Odom David Mashiach. David HaMelech is the one who says, Les Lemigar Miklum. Right? He was the one who realized that the world is connected. David HaMelech is also connected. Chazal Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's connected. The Chiddush Levona. Connected. The Chiddush Levona. Because it's Levona, that her light, it comes from the sun. Connecting the light to the sun is David HaMelech, which is the ultimate Mekabel. How do you achieve that? By the recognition of Mea Broches. Mea Broches is the world of Koif to the world of Yud. That recognition comes from David HaMelech. That's why 100 people are dying every day. Not that was a punishment. Because the world without Mea Broches is Ke Koif Bifnei B'dei Odom. What's Koif? Is an animal, is a humanoid without a Neshama. That's a dead person. That's why the world is dead. There were 100 dead because that 100 was without kesher to the Shoresh, without the kesher to the Neshom, which is the kesher to the Yud. So that itself is Misa. That's why the Gemara, now you could understand, David HaMelech was Mesaken the Soid Mea. That the Soid Mea means that the Mea needs to be Mechubar to a Shoresh, to the Hashpo, to the Giver, the Kuf needs to be Mechubar to the Yud. Anshek Nesak Doila, when the Sanhedrin Mesaken through Broches. Why Dafka then? Why the Arvamim holds Chozer the Shokhu? Because that's only possible Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the recognition that our human thinking, the world of physical, is nothing but an expression of Ruchnius. That was only possible after Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh Bimei Purim. So David HaMelech realized that the world is missing that. But this was only possible to bring into realization, stated in Rav Amram, by Anshe Knesset Hagdola, after Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, Torah Shebal Peh Be'ava. That's why it only comes out later. So that explains the word of Mo and Mea, why people are dying, and what the idea of the brochas. That's why, state in Tur, those brochas of Mesukah na Seder Oilam, is the recognition that the Seder Oilam is not physical. And that's why the Mea brochas are not a function of Kedusha Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's all in the physical day. The brochas are on physical phenomena, and they are based on the physical day. And that's why Dafka is totally on the physical day, not on Kedusha Shabbos. Now you could understand now why Yitzchok is besaken. That concept of the chiyuv ma'aser, that the chiyuv ma'aser is that anything that grows, that comes out, anything, any produce, belongs and has a shortage of something much higher. And this is the own realization of a potential which is already there. That recognition, Dafka Midas Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the one. But when was Yitzchok? So Ma'aser is a recognition. Is the recognition by Yitzchok not to give Ma'aser, that the whole world is there to give Ma'aser. Therefore, the recognition of Yitzchok is never to give Ma'aser. Is that when he planted Aldas the Ma'aser. That's why he prepaid the Ma'aser. And that's why he did Ma'aser Behema. It's not that he gave Ma'aser Behema. He acquired his possessions as a way to express Ma'aser. And therefore, that comes before Mincha. Mincha is only possible. What's Mincha? Mincha is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything belongs to him, as we spoke so many times. That's Lifnei Sarav, that's Keneged Mincha, which is Moiser Es Nafshoi. Keneged the Korban Mincha, that the Oni is Moiser Es Nafshoi. That's only possible after the recognition of Ma'aser. The recognition of Ma'aser really comes before, because that's the story of the Akedah. The Akedah is when Yitzchok comes to Ketz Chai, that he leaves after the Olam of Tchiyah. He went to the Shoresh. He is represented with the Sadin, that he went to the Shoresh of the Nekuda. That is the whole idea of the Akedah. What's the idea of the Akedah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him something, and Afarish Lechasechosi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me tell you what I meant. This idea of going back to what I meant is the Midah of Yitzchok, which is the recognition that the world here is just realizing what he meant. That's the concept of Ma'aser. So the Akedah is the Shoresh Ma'aser. That's why the Rambam says that the Ma'aser is the 10th mitzvah, and it comes before Tfilas HaMincha. And that's the Midah of Yitzchok, therefore Yitzchok is besaken. So Aik, the Soig, Aik Becher is the Soid of this world, the Midah Sachesed of Avrom Keneged Aleph, the Midah Sadin, which is Keneged Yud, and that world of realization that the Chesed mixes with Din to create the dimension of the physical, which is the Buchinas Mokim, that is Keneged Yaakovinu Manuira HaMokim Azeh. So through the Mea, we recognize by the Mea Brochas that the world is connected to a Shoresh. We amile that through the Yud, which is the concept of Ma'aser and Trumas Ma'aser. And then finally we connect to the Shoresh HaShoroshim, which is Nisim Zatruma, the Chita Achas Poteras, it's called a Kri.